Kimberly couldn't believe what she was seeing. Video was grainy, but she could make out his face. It clearly had to be Steve. Hadn't seen him in maybe what? It couldn't be more than a couple days. Who was this bitch on her knees? She was not even pretty. Fuck, he better not still be up in the place. She fishing round for her keys. Check the locket, it's broken, and impatiently, a scowl on her face. Kimberly opens the door. She wasn't ready, drops the keys, drops to the ground, and tries to catch her breath. Steve was still there on the floor. What was left of him, gnarled bone, the body parts all piled in a mess. How easily she ignored all of the scratches. Could be nails, it could be teeth, certainly not a knife. She should have looked at the floor, followed blood to the windowsill, where it went up and out into the night.
Cynthia strolling through the moonlight,
casually wiping the blood from the corner of her mouth.
Cynthia knew Steve wouldn't do right
from the moment when he had said that he wouldn't need her out.
Cynthia singing on a blue night,
temporarily satisfied, but she knew that wouldn't last.
Cynthia steps into the brew right,
thirsty for a drink and to find someone to help hours pass. After Randy had sent the photos, he decided that he had just earned a drink. Shit, he's celebrating the end of a horrible case. He never had to see that woman Kimberly ever again. He thinks shit, he had completed the task that was simple enough. She knew her man was cheating like they always do. She only needed proof, so he got the tail in the brown Chevrolet. And he'll say this for Steve, he knew what he was doing, so good that he almost got away with all of this bullshit. But Randy wouldn't get paid, and let's face it, he needed every dollar that this little job could make. The bookies were calling with more regularity. He would rather keep his kneecap still and broken. Thank you if it's all the same shit. Nothing had changed, he was the definition of in a rut. Anyway, job well done, he saunters on into the brew right pub. The spot pretty jumping, he spies a seat at the bar, orders a scotch and feels a gentle hand on his back. And he turns to meet the eyes of a woman who tells him her name is
Cynthia. Cross-legged at the bar now, holding up a drink, wink, lips. Cynthia whispers and his heart now takes another beat, think, skips. Cynthia tongue along his ear now, maybe he should pay the tab. Cynthia knows just where to go now when they leave and hail a cab.
He say, is this the type of thing where he pay? And if so, he gon' need a rain check, check, check. She say, you can have this one for free, babe. She licked her lips and started biting on his neck. He say, what's crazy about this? Between the bites and the kisses, is he ain't been in the taxi since back when he lost his sister. But Cynthia isn't listening to him, she on a mission. The mood is full and she hurting, and he might be the prescription. And now she's pulling up a dress, and he grabbing on her breast. And she start to see the throbbing in his veins, and she get ready for the best. Just then the cabbie pulled a taxi over quick, click, pop, pop, silver flashes mixed with red, and that was it.
Cynthia is choking on a blood knife.
The cabbie walks off into the night unseen while
Cynthia still locked in, ready to hug now.
Set for the open window, high up of the scene, and
Cynthia looks straight into a doom now.
Little Trina watches everything that happens down below with us and scream, and
Cynthia is howling at the moon now.
Tomorrow Trina's gonna wake up wondering if it was really all a dream.
Yeah.